Hallelujah. Pastor ni mwoni mzina yambu Yesu Christu. Amen. Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are very happy to be a part of these wonderful, blessed meetings. Amen. I think we need to consider ourselves a blessed people. Amen. Personally, I'm very grateful to the Lord for what He is doing. I'm seeing a lot of His blessing, and His word just comes to strengthen us. I'm grateful to the Lord for the sharing the servant of God has given, reminding us that we are an image, we are a mirror, which should reflect the image of Jesus Christ. I was very blessed by that wonderful message. So by God's grace, I wouldn't want to keep you long. May we have a word of prayer. Father, blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We give all the glory and the honor to your name, Father. Lord, we are still feasting at your table, Jehovah, because of your love and your mercy and your grace. Father, you've given us an abundance of blessings that, Lord, others don't have, that others desire. You even say angels desire to look into these things. Oh, Father, Lord, we have no words. Father, when we look at where we are coming from, we look at our lives, we look at our former state, we can say it's only the grace of God. Father, in a world that is so hostile, in a world that is dying, in a world that is sick, oh, Father, you considered us, you brought us to this wonderful, wonderful, beautiful message. Father, there are people who are better educated, who could have understood it better. There are people who have very good conduct and character, they would have gotten this message. But Jehovah, because of your grace and your mercy, you look down to us. Father, we say, blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We love you, Father, and we are very grateful. And we pray that let this not be the end, but Father, more of these wonderful things, let them keep being revealed to us, O Lord. Blessed be your holy name, Father. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
All right. We can read from the book of Isaiah. Yes, Isaiah chapter 6. It's a well-known chapter. I won't, like I said, I'll try not to keep you very long. We'll see how the Lord will lead us. Amen. We were in Chatama. By God's grace, we were trying to prepare for the meetings. So we've been encouraging each other on spending time in prayer. So I thought of sharing the same message to see the power of prayer. And sometimes even prayer and fasting. Yeah, so I may call it prayer and fasting. Then I'll subtitle it, The Glory of God. So prayer and fasting, the glory of God. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings, with twain he covered his feet, face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried. And their house was filled with smoke. Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Amen. We can stop there. You may be seated. So this is an account where Isaiah is seeing a vision. He must have been spending some time in prayer. Like Brother Branham puts it, he may have been mourning the death of the king. And you know, when you have a funeral, sometimes it takes time for you to recover from the shock and the grief. So it is telling us that in that year, so he must have been in prayer, maybe crying to the Lord to say, King Uzziah is dead, who will come, who will be like him? And then he saw the glory of the Lord. We may go through a situation like this sometimes. You may depend on one person, maybe in your family, someone who takes care of you, a breadwinner, and then when that person is gone, sometimes you can panic, what happens next? But the wise thing that Isaiah did was to seek the Lord. Now while he was praying, he saw this vision. Now let us find out, who was this Uzziah? Why start a chapter with someone who's died when we are talking of someone who is living? So Uzziah was one of the kings of Judah. He was a very good king. His other name is called Azariah. So he ruled in Israel for 52 years. He became a king at the age of 16. So he was successful economically. Muzachuma. Militarily. Hondo. But something happened in the life of this wonderful king. His end was not so good. Can we read an account about him in 2 Chronicles chapter 26? 2 Chronicles. Mbiri, watch Mbiri. 2 Chronicles. Mbiri.
Mbiri, watch Mbiri.
26, we'll start from verse 16. Praise the Lord. So 2 Chronicles 26 verse 16. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. Okay, let's start from 14. And Uzziah prepared for them throughout all the horse shields and spears and helmets and habergeons and bows and slings and cast stones. And he made in Jerusalem engines invented by cunning men to be on the towers, upon the bulwarks, to shoot arrows and great stones withal, and his name spread far abroad, for he was marvelous, helped till he was strong. So the account is telling us what this king did. The great works that this king did. The amazing works that he did. There was development in Israel. There was success in the military. But now it's telling us that something happened somewhere. When he had reached the zenith of his success, or when his ministry was at the peak, when his gift was flourishing, when the Lord was blessing him everywhere, whatever he did, people were blessed. His name was known, was heard. Something happened. 16. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. For he transgressed against the Lord his God, and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. So now, something strange is happening here. This wonderful king, when he was strong, he decided to go into his own mind. So, this is a reminder to you and me, brothers and sisters. While the Lord is in our midst, while the Lord is blessing us, while the Lord is lifting us up, while the Lord is building us, while the Lord is vindicating us, we have to remember to always stay humble. Because when we think we are strong, then we go down. So Christianity is a very queer business. It's very different. Because in the world, when you become very successful, that's when you are regarded in high esteem. Your name is always on the billboard. You are regarded as a great man, important person. Amen. But the moment you start thinking you are up in Christianity, then your downfall is coming. So the Lord is reminding us, whatever we receive is by his grace. Whatever you have is by his grace. It is not because you are intelligent. It is not because you are gifted. You know, when you are young in Christianity, you may have a brother or a sister who is struggling to overcome a certain temptation or challenge. And then when you look at yourself, you don't do that thing. You don't live like that. You need to humble yourself. You need to pray for your brother. You need to pray for your sister. Don't you look at them and think that you're in a better position. Because it is by the grace of God. May we continue with the story. Now, something happened to Isaiah. Because you look at chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, up to 5. He was a good man. He was a prophet as usual. We see the words that the Lord was telling him. But when he was in prayer, we were reminded, like the pastor was talking about, a mirror. There was a problem in the life of Isaiah, which the Lord wanted to show him. himself. You know, there are certain times, maybe you are trying to prepare yourself. You don't have a mirror. You can look at the car, maybe a shiny one. You want to see, how do I look like? But the reflection is not good. Until you come to the mirror. You see, I'll give you this example. I usually give it to the believers in Chatama. To say, an environment plays a very important role in a life of a person. You see, when you are a believer, and when you are coming here at church, you can have a good trousers, a long dress. Everybody else has a long dress, has a good skirt. But when you go to your workplace, you notice that the environment is different. The dress code is different. And suddenly, you become conscious of your dress code. Because you become conscious of your dress code, sometimes if you are not strong, you start getting affected psychologically. Amen. So you notice that if you get a shorter skirt and everybody else is putting on a mini skirt, you will be comfortable. But when you come here, you notice everyone is decently dressed, then you will be conscious because that is a mirror. So it's the same thing with the Bible. So the Bible is our mirror. Regardless of what anyone can say, regardless of what religions can do, I'm telling you, you'll be surprised. We've been in the mission field. Almost everyone is religious. Can you imagine? Almost everyone goes to church. But look at them, miserable. People who have no hope. But they go to church because there's no mirror there. Amen. I was shocked. I was told that these Nyao guys, they sing in choir. In the morning, they go to church. Then in the afternoon, they go to their game. I said, no. I told Brother Ban, I said, you're lying, brother. It's not true. Yes, that's what happened. Amen. Why? They don't have a mirror. So Isaiah was a good man. Isaiah was a prophet. But what happened to him? Look, he's praying. He's actually a good man. He's seeking God. Being a prophet and being a man of God is supposed to be in the presence of God. But something happened here. As he was seeing the Lord, something happened to him. Let us read 6. Then he said, the spy, then I say, woe is me. Why is he saying that? For I am undone because I'm a man of unclean lips. Do you think Isaiah was insulting? A man of unclean lips is a man who speaks bad things. Maybe a man who backbites. A man who insults, or a man who tells people off. Or a man who sings worldly music. That should be a man who is undone. That should be. Do you think Isaiah was doing that? I don't think so. So how was he a man of unclean lips when he wrote the words of God? The answer lies in the latter part of the verse. He says, I am a man of unclean lips. Why? Because I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips. You know, in Chengguleni, when we started out, we are building a place, a house. I'm building a house there. So these guys, we started hiring to help with works. There's a builder, I think a number of you know Mr. Mono. So there are some guys who've been helping him. So when we started out, they'll be free to smoke cigarette. They were free to smoke.
Like.
So when I saw one of them, I sternly warned him. I told him, you should never have that thing on these premises. Amen. Sometimes we'd find packs like cigarette people smoking. But I thank God that is out. That is kept out. What do you think Isaiah was doing? You've got guys.
Oh, but they're speaking about
girls. You, your heart, you know, this is not my talk. Amen.
Amen.
You're just there. These are just bad guys, you know what? They can't feel the fire. Let me give you this scenario. Police officers, they are looking for thieves, the criminals. And then they say, oh, those criminals have gone this side. And then you as an innocent person, maybe you know them, maybe you know those guys. But you don't know that they've committed a crime. So you just visit them, you're together with them. When they are being rounded up, do you think they'll spare you? In the news, they'll say six criminals were arrested. Because you are in their midst. Amen. So Isaiah was a prophet. But when a woman was dressed poorly and trying to influence them in a certain way, he was like, I don't want to injure them. I don't want to. You see, about 2 weeks ago, the pastor sent me a document. It's a police permit. So I took this police permit to the police. And then, you know, it was very shocking. I mean, it's not the first time I did this. So I took the paper there. So they, of course, there's an office they direct you to. I found a bunch of these police officers, female police officers and all that. Of course, I was smartly dressed. So I said, oh, I've brought this permit. So now this police officer says, oh, Simon.
It is where? In Tengure.
So I was shocked. Never made sense to me. So he just put it there. So I said, what is the problem? Sorry, he mentioned the names of the churches. He said, he was mentioning those names. So I was shocked. So he said,
again, now giving you
so I told him, I said, but sir, are you equating me to these other people? I was bubbling inside. I said, ah, no. Okay, see ya, okay, you see ya. So I left that office. I said, no, Lord, the devil can't win this battle.
I'm going back.
Yeah, so
I went there. Now, how do I start the conversation? So, bwana, ninga kopeko so that into mireko.
Sir, can you allow me?
Why do you want to snap it? For what purpose? Nakuza ni kudala. That even not, aha. Nati, but bwana, kulichamini mwakamba, you've accused me.
The son is not your stage and you have accused me.
You've put everyone in the same bracket. For example, you don't know my record. You don't know what my church stands for. Ah, you my church, yours and same. No.
Yeah, all churches are
same. No. Do you know that what you're accusing me of, it happened in the Bible? I said, if you read the book of Timothy, the book of Timothy was written because there were people who disguised themselves as God, as servants of God. That is why Paul told them that he should remain in Ephesus so that he should instruct them. Wose wakapogola they were quiet.
All the police officers.
So I said, namdiaka. So I said, this little window I have, let me make the most of it. So I said, that is why there are some people, you think they are church people, they are not church people because they just want to make money. Maybe anaferuka, I am bausa. That's why you have this job. But you have to remember that this started from the Bible. At least I was satisfied, I told them. So Isaiah kept quiet. Do you know that it is a crime if you know what is right and you fail to stand out? It is not easy, I know. That is why Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, even when we go out for evangelism, it's not easy. You have to pray so that you are not afraid or you are not ashamed. Amen. So that those of unclean lips, you are not regarded in the same bracket. So Isaiah's crime was that he dwelt in the midst. Now, does this mean you shift from your house because your siblings don't pray? No. But they should have boundaries.
They should have boundaries.
Abusa ine. Munipempelele kwa girls wani vuta.
No. For me, I'm troubled.
Kuku girls anonan anembera message. Kuku anembera chan. Kuku anembera chan. Chifukwa nchenche. Zikala kwa stove. Yochina mulanji. Yozizira. Muzizi wa nchenche. A fly stays on a cold stove. There are believers who are cold.
No,
amen.
Simpempela. You are not ready.
Amen. Kuchata matima tima chitana provoke na brother Lakson.
Kuchata my provoke is brother Lakson.
02. Daba mkango ulira huko. So, let's pray. Brother Banda, yeah, brother. Achikota na rupimbira, yeah, mtima wakangiwa. Naine, nauka. Not good, this is good.
Amen.
So, mzua na brother.
So, in the afternoon.
Nipwezera. Matukira 02, tipwezera, nice. Kuzari na watu mkango.
02, nice.
The other time I went to just have my devotion. I just saw the brother complaining. Yeah, brother, zone. I see. Matsiya kunchi tosa tenga kuzona katuma pempero na ja. Okay, this is good.
Amen.
Ndeku danda ola kwa bwina. Amen.
Amen.
So a believer who doesn't pray, all the devils will step on you. Amen. Stop your zizira.
The cold stove.
In this sovereign up.
A
cockroach is sovereign up.
The cockroaches will pray from there.
Fuit is a cabuera.
When my feet were, when they
tended Jagua, Jack Christ was to go church there. All the time, the
I'm going to manage all the time to pray for you.
Amen. But when you rise up and you say, today I'm standing in prayer. Lero sinufuna mungu. Abwele ni koma kwa kuchise. Imewana soelele kutai. Fani na zimia. Ngaduwa nati ikuvuta na sim card na tosa.
I'll sit on the phone with the sim card.
ine
kuti mfwiti because it was me which is
ine ngafika muzi mfwiti zinjenjemera
me when I come my name is the fear
amen. Your body, but by the devil, the devil is very clever.
We bring
to
my sweet in the afternoon. If you want to pray, you
fail. How could you turn business? Oh, there's this meet to exceed service. Yeah, ah, my let's go next week. That is where he traps you. Prayer and fasting. Hey. I'll be hungry. You know, there are people in Chatama, they are surprised. Brother Banda's children, there are three boys. So we had made a prayer and fasting program for the crusade. So we gave each family a day. So when we were making a family a day, the day for Brother Banda's family came. So the children were complaining. He said, "What is it? Fasting? Nice, it's been
amen.
And then Saturday they were there. So the other week, one of his boys. I don't know whether Brother Banda had promised them sausage. What we were with him in Mtengule. So. He was waiting because we usually go to Chatama from Tengulen because of the crusade preparation works. We go to Chatama on Fridays. So, the other boy was saying, since I will not eat today, supper, until daddy comes with sausage. That was a Friday evening. Amen. The boys left. We didn't come on that. We didn't come that Friday. We were still busy. And for sure, he slept hungry. Then in the morning, he's just a boy like this. In the morning, the father was not there. And then the prayer, because they've left instructions. They say, "Mubwele ku church." So they know it is fasting. So that boy went hungry. So he stayed hungry, but he was still praying up to 15 hours. Amen. Now, can you imagine if children can do that? We can spend more time with the Lord. So the other week, we had Sister Banda in Mtengule and she was helping out. So they didn't wash. For them, she didn't wash and all that because she had remained back. So now when we started prayers, I said, "Brother Banda, where are the children? They're not here." I think Brother Johnny was there. I said, "Brother, I will solve it. We are going to get them." Because people are surprised, the whole section, that these are the only children, they don't go for nyao. The parents are there or they are not there. The grandfather says, "I have never seen, of all my grandchildren, these are unique. I'm seeing the hand of God in their lives." I said, "Brother, we can't afford to let these are children." I'm not denying it. But when the demons meet, because I have seen a lot. I've told you of a 12-year-old girl like this. The demons that girl had. Oh my God. That's when I knew that the devil means business. Because Uchimo, a sin can pretend like a baby, isn't it? You play with the baby. Meanwhile, the sin is not playing. It means business. So, the people around you who are not believers, they mean business. Your phone means business. The world means business. Amen. When you are just playing around church, the devil is not playing around. So that is why I usually have a problem with believers who are very comfortable in a bola. Kicking a football is not a problem. Oh, watching a game is not a problem. But believe me, I'm telling you, that game, it is after your soul. I'm telling you. You say, ah, nilibe vo chita, pa, nitambe kuka game. Nilibe vo chita. Hey! It's a nilibe time. Kulibe believe afu nukongkala idol.
That's right.
Don't be afraid. Amen. So, the moment you come back up here,
the moment you start getting on fire,
that hunger for God will come. That's the only safe place you have. Because when you touch the light the way you've come, you are a target. From this overnight, believe me, if you are not careful when you go back from this overnight, the devil is waiting for you. I'll tell you what happened in Chatama. We usually have our monthly prayer and fasting. But this one was very different. The one we had for this particular time. And we really felt the presence of God. We were all blessed. People were giving testimonies. Even when I went back, I said, Lord, I've never had such a meeting. We've never had one like this. Do you know what happened? There was one sister, a mother-in-law to another sister in the church. Over a petty thing, a small thing. The other sister's husband is an unbeliever. So when they went home, a little misunderstanding started. The husband said something. The sisters forgot that they were from prayers. She erupted. And then the mother to that husband, who is also a believer, also became emotional. It didn't take long. I remember I had recorded the service. I was just relaxing and feeling good. After about 30-40 minutes, I saw this sister knocking. I looked at her, she was looking like she was like in a fight or something. The hair of the... Then she was crying. What's the problem? So when I saw her, my heart beat. Sister, what's the problem? What happened? So me, I thought it ended there. So Wapongos, who is also a believer, she's down, she's fallen down. I started shivering. I mean, it was shocking. I immediately started off to go to that house. What I saw really shook my heart. For sure, the sister was on the ground. She had a heart attack. I think, Brother Chavula, you remember I called you. What do we do? So they told me, no, there was a little misunderstanding. Then I don't, from nowhere, they started arguing. And then that's how this sister went down. So what am I trying to tell you? The devil means business. Don't give room. There's one thing I've learned about the Christian fight. Don't complain about a person. Anyone. I used to do that. Ah, oh, that brother's done this. Hey, that sister's done this. Hey. You will never win the fight. Let the news come to your ear. It may be depressing. It may be discouraging. Take it to the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
We have the situation. What do we do? One thing I've learned about God, there is nothing that He can't solve. Even a situation that looks impossible, He solves that. These sisters, they were not careful to protect what they received. The demons were after that. So, Isaiah The music you listen to. I don't know if I told you this story. You know, I moved with my guitar. That time, I was using public transport. I was going to Chatama from Mtengulen. So I just got in this car. And then they said, ah, mabwera wakaimba muno wanyimboga. Obviously, ndimo majaiva na wene yo maps. Ah, ine yo maps.
Lord, before
Nizoze.
Anoint me.
Natamdala sims don't you maps up to Jahina. Bible encourage each other with his psalms and spiritual song. What is spiritual about his songs? You are judging. The Bible says, I realize those were leaders. I'm sorry, they were leaders in Pentecostal churches. Don't you know your moms? I mean, back on to my gospel.
Gospel,
it is not agreeing with the word of God. What do you mean? Not okay. Look at his hair. You want to go this is Bible come up about a man keeping long hair. What's I end up on that? 1 Corinthians 11, so I started telling them those things. A man should not wear long, they were confused. It's like, they never knew these scriptures. Don't speak anymore. It's there. But, Amdala, don't judge. We need to influence our environment. When you start your day in a weak way, you have no effect. And then the Lord will give you a kiss. Amen. You know that when you are feeling shy, like, should I tell my aunt the message? No. Why your fear?
She's scared.
Just go in prayer. Bind all those demons that speak to you. And you say, Lord, create a situation. He'll create a situation. Amen. He'll create a situation for you to minister to them. Because what we have, brothers and sisters, is valuable. Amen. Sorry, back to our story. So, the weakness of Isaiah was trying to please men. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. The Bible warns us on that. 2 Corinthians. Chapter 6. These are verses, these are scriptures, portions that we may know very well. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? What communion has light with darkness? What I've noticed is when you are walking in the light, people start calling you. Abusa, who told you I'm Abusa? Abusa, even you calling me Abusa, who told you I'm Abusa? Amen. That is what we need. Amen. The light has to shine. The Lord Jesus Christ was not a man pleaser. He didn't care.
Amen.
Because the Lord Jesus, I really admire the courage that the Lord had. I usually say, Lord, please, I want to be like the way you were. Look at John chapter 2. John chapter 2, verse
24.
But Jesus did not commit himself unto them. Because he knew all men. And he needed not that they should testify of man, for he knew what was in man.
Now in the account of Isaiah 6, there were seraphims. These are higher categories of angels. What did they do? They worshipped God. And they covered themselves. They were humble. And because they were humble, they were flying. They were lifted up. Now the question is, why was the lips touched? Because the power of life and death is in your confession. If it not get up a window to school, if and if I'm bullied, why do you call yourself that?
My son, my
husband
is a
dog. Those words, they mean business. There's a power. Look at James 3:6. There's power in what we say.
So,
even when you are defeated, tell the Lord that I'm victorious. Even when you are sick, tell the Lord that I am okay. Amen. Even when you fail to do a certain, even when you fail to overcome, tell him I'm an overcomer. Start confessing positively. Eventually, when you start confessing, I really love this. I don't know which Bemba invented this proverb, but I love it with all my heart. Finish it today. Atulire umupamapamu atulire ngoma. Amen. Do you know how confession is? It's like the way Pastor Chavula and myself are. Tidibe, no muscle. Amen. So if we go to the gym, I'm telling you, if we take off our shirts for somebody's sake, they'll say it's masquerade. No, it's masquerade, isn't it? But we can encourage each other. Pastor Chavula, don't be isn't it? Now you do what? Mairo, pambwera food. They're coming second day. 1 week to masquerade. 1 month. Then my brother, tika una chimbet, chikaita so. So, you know what? Someone will say, you know, guys, I used to be like you. Look, I used to be, they will say, you are lying. You never used to be. I used to be like you. But you know, there's one thing you're missing. Your diet. Be on protein, herbs, or meat, white meat. What? Don't drink carbonated drinks. Don't do this. He's giving us tips.
It's nice.
And then don't start with a very big weight. Start with a small thing. You go to the gym. This big guy comes, goes down 200. You just do 5. Don't give up. Don't give up. Just do each day add 1. First day, I don't know how to fast. Just start with 1 hour. Breakfast, I'll stop at 9 hours. And the devil tell you, you'll die of hunger, which is a lie. Next time you want to do it again, 11 hours. You are doing a bit by bit. Amen. So, to my skeleton, they keep coming. Do you know what will happen? Those who are laughing at you, they'll stop. They'll be surprised. So, these guys are serious. Oh, the diet is now changing. The habits are changing. Eating habits are changing. As you go on, you know what happens? They start getting encouraged. These guys, when they started out, I'm seeing a difference. Finally, you know what will happen? They'll be praising you. If there's a problem, go there for prayers. You know, Chatama is very strange. I'll tell you, look, they're saying that's a satanic church. But do you know what is happening now? Yo, Abusa,
Pastor,
you're asking for prayer.
So Brother Banda asked one person, you're asking for prayers. Did you say Satan? How are the satanic going to pray for you? You have a church where you come from.
No.
Why? And I'm telling you, in the villages, these churches you see around, they are not there. These modern churches means they are not there. Why? They know what they're scared of. Amen. You know, I used to be very skeptical about black magic, but when I went to the village, I knew,
Amen.
Amen. That's why these other churches are not there. And then, those are people, if you give them anything, they'll never give you back. They have nothing to give you back. So you think these big guys can go there, what would they sow? People can't give them anything back. They can't reap them. They can't get anything from them. People suffer. They only have money once, maybe in a year after they harvest. Even offerings, very meager. And around a certain time of the year, they have completely nothing. So these guys are not there. That is how we know that it is the Holy Ghost which has taken us there. And that is how we know that it is, this message is a true message. There was a certain church, you know what happened? They were praying, a certain church, they were praying, having overnight. They invited this woman who was demon possessed. And the devils manifested. Do you know what they did? They carried the woman, they took her home. They said, for us, you should find other people to pray for you. Yeah, we just pray and sing, but these who have demons, no, we can't. By God's grace, we went there. And we managed to pray for that lady to even burn the charms. Because we know that we have the right message. But like the pastor said, I used to be scared of demons. But when you spend more time with the Lord, spiritually you become strong. I'm not saying you'll be a perfect person. I'm not saying that. But believe me, you start seeing victories. Amen. Now, James 3 verse 6. So, there's power in what we confess. So, be very careful with your confession. And the tongue is a fire. A world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members. That it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire. The course of nature. And it is set on fire of hell. If in your family no one has gotten married the right way, you'll be the first one. Now, where is the husband going to come from? You look in the church, where is he coming from?
Everyone is married.
You just quote that scripture. The Lord has 1,000 husbands on his heel. Amen. Believe me, the way God works, he specializes in things impossible. Amen. And the Lord is doing great things in our midst. You heard the testimony, Pastor Chavula gave. Who is going to marry me? Who is going to marry me? Look, Nikula, Nikota.
I'm getting old, Nikola.
It means you don't know the God that you serve. Amen. Because when you keep entertaining that voice, the devil will get you. And you see, the devil is very cruel. He dangles a carrot in front of you. When I was in grade 8, there's that book we used to read, these English books. I don't see them around. They used to put those cartoons. I remember there was one where they were saying, a donkey is a stupid animal. They show this guy sitting on a donkey, you know, with a stick and a carrot in front. So maybe that donkey is very lazy, because sometimes these animals can be lazy, you know. So what does he do? He doesn't give it food, he starves it. And then he gets a carrot. Then the donkey wants a carrot, so he gets on top and he dangles the carrot. If he takes it this way, the donkey follows. He pushes it ahead, the donkey sees. You see that?
So donkey,
until the donkey does the job, maybe when it arrives, it gives it the carrot. But the devil is not like that. The devil will dangle to you. Just marry that guy. He loves you. Hey, just do this. Hey. When you reach the end, that carrot, you take it and you throw it away. So that is why, believe me, in the house of God, there is everything. Amen. There is everything you need. Amen. So, the Lord is going to answer your prayer. He specializes in what is impossible. Even when you've made a mistake, because a mistake is like a scar, we'll be seeing it. But it has no wound, it has no pain. Amen. So once you've corrected it, don't allow that ugly voice to keep messing with your conscience. The Lord is going to bless you with a home of your own, a dignified home. Just hold on to Him. He specializes. Because everything that the children of God need, He has them. Maybe your children are naughty, they're wayward. You just pray for them. Lord, give me wisdom. Where do I start from? He'll create a situation where you find an entrance. Amen. So, don't mess with the power of confession. Avoid negative confession. Do you know that the devil doesn't know what you think? You put him in business by your words. So when you hear anything, don't rush. That one was saying this. Don't say anything. You give there, you'd have. That's how we win the Christian fight. You know, for me, I used to anything. And see, ujezo kamba so. Ha! Akamba.
For speaking something.
That problem won't go, it will still be there. Just absorb all those negative thoughts. All those.
Just,
Lord, what has they've told me? Maybe tears may come out of your eyes. What are you teaching me? Sorry, let me divert a bit. Look at the story of Hannah. This story amazes me. This woman went through a similar problem. 1 Samuel chapter 1. Look at 1 Samuel chapter 1. So Hannah was in a polygamous marriage. She never had children. Now look. So, but the husband loved her more. You see why polygamy can never, it will never fit in the puzzle, in the picture. Never. Abraham had what? He had two wives. It never fitted. Jacob had 12 wives. It never fitted. Okay, this man only had two. It is still not fitting in the picture. God is amazing. God can find a sinner with 100 wives. Give him the grace to manage them. But you, who is a believer, only Aline Chabi. He will make them 1,000.
Amen.
You lose weight. Usala mutu chabe mutu. What is the problem? Yeah. This doesn't fit. So now look at this. So you read about this. I just want to go to a part where the other woman was tormenting Hannah. Do you know why the other woman was tormenting Hannah? She wanted her to leave so that the husband stays, it becomes her own. Now, and her adversary, have you seen? Instead of to say her fellow wife, maybe her wife friend, it is her adversary. Also provoked her so for to make her fret because the Lord had shut up her womb. And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her. You've seen? Dalaka.
Amen.
Who's a provoke?
Anamkaripisa moja.
Inenikafa wana zanishika. Wena ndana zawashika. Kaya. Kapena na mfuiti wana wainda kuti. You see that she's hearing those words, huh? And therefore she wept and did not eat. It was very painful. But look at what is happening here. Then said Elkanah her husband to her, why weepest thou and why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Do you know why the husband was asking? Hannah didn't tell him.
Hey.
She knew that if I tell him, it won't go well for her. This woman was amazing. Now what did she do? 10:9. So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon the seat. Okay, 10. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept so. First, before she could pray, she had to cry. She was crying in the right place.
Amen.
Now, if you go to your neighbor, you know, my Ram Nawanga, he came late. Yesterday he came in the night. Might as well he came to the night. The neighbor, you know what you say? Ah, sorry, your sister. Nimurungu chabe. Mumtima, wakambati, inde gum, ya mumkoma.
Yeah.
You are selling your complaint to the demons. They will now give you advice which will be wrong. Ine mamuna kaita so, ni 50-50. Na ine nimsakirira.
Akutoni my husband do this to be 50-50.
Azalek. You see? But when you take it to the Lord,
kama kashitenga
bona, knows where he will know where to hold it.
Azaziva mongbiri.
So when she cried, now you know what touches me about this woman? Look, she was in bitterness of soul. But if you follow it, when she was, the prayer started with crying and worrying. You get the point? But the more time she spent in the presence of the Lord, the crying and the worrying stopped. You know what started happening? Faith started coming. Now, look, if you don't have a child, believe me, if you've never had a child and you have an opportunity, do you think you can choose? Any child who comes, isn't it? It can be a girl, it can be as long as I have a baby, isn't it? But for Hannah it was not so. Because she spent more time and her faith became strong. She even had to choose to tell the Lord her preference. Listen to what she was saying. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou would indeed look and on the affliction of thine handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man child. She went higher. Sinifuna jinga, sinifuna Honda. Yeah. Sinifuna bus. We at least start with a bicycle is better. Then chikurupiri is better. No, faith doesn't work like that.
Amen.
Sorry to give you this testimony. I remember when we were praying with Brother Josephat, people were asking for prayers about 10 kilometers away with my guitar on the back and with Brother Josephat. We were trekking, walking, so that we beat the night. We go there and we come back. And what was worse was those people, they had to run away from us. I don't know what happened. They changed their mind. Reaching the house, people are not there. Can you imagine the things you've done? You need to go back. So now in my mind, Brother Joseph knew that I was very discouraged. So he was a very cheerful. That man, you never see him sad. In Malawi, they say a motorbike, they call it Njinga ya moto.
Okay? Then
the ordinary bicycle, Njinga ya kapalasa. So he's telling me, Njinga ya moto. Oh, zamakuta batali. Kwacha tama jifika. Banja tinyamula. Now, you carry banja on one motorbike. Because in Sparta, people can be five on one bike.
And
do you know that in Sparta, we know that our chokakurusak?
Not in
Sparta, not our chokakurusak. They don't even know how to hold when they're on the motorbike.
Amen.
So when my wife came, to get her a taxi, I said, okay, mama, find someone with a motorbike. Akulete. So now she was seated. I won't remember that. I won't forget that. And these guys can speed Gatoma. It's very noisy. Chinese motorbike. Now my wife is behind. She was holding it so. When I saw it, my heart sank. I said, Lord, this woman never. She will never ride on a motorbike. So I'm coming from there with Brother Joseph. He said, "Asongole, jinga ya moto." And then I remember my wife riding the. I'm not saying a motorbike is bad. I said, "Brother Joseph, ina jinga ya moto ni madana na yokuambiri." Oh, asongole. Nadi, mufungazat kuanzira minded. I'm thinking, why have I told him that? Amen. But when I look back, I say, okay, the Lord is able to answer our prayers. Amen. I'm driving a vehicle. I'm seeing my wife seated next. I then tell her, when I saw you that day, mama, my heart. No. Amen. Grade 7, you're failing. Grade 9, they're all failing. You say, Lord, I want to be the first one to go to the top university. Oxford University. From Chimwalia,
Oxford University.
That's what faith can do. And how God works, you'll be surprised. Because great things are not seen by sight. When He answers your prayer, you realize, we had prayed over this. Amen. I give people examples. When things are growing, you won't see today that the bean seed is up, it's going, it's removing flowers. You can spend a whole day looking at it. You won't see that miracle. When you're not thinking about it, that's when God answers you. Amen. Proverbs 18 verse 21. What is it saying about our confession, our tongue? Because Isaiah was told that he had an unclean mouth. Why didn't Isaiah say, I'm a man of an unclean mind? Because your mind, it is not born again. Anything can land in your mind. But what you do with what is in the mind, that is where the key is. When you confess it, it means you've accepted it. You've believed it.
machivomera machikurupirira.
So Proverbs 18.
Mapinda mutaki.
Okay. As we are closing. Proverbs
18 verse 21.
Death and life. It doesn't say cursing and blessing. It means, it says death. Are in the power of the tongue. Wow. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So, God didn't worry about his mind. The mind is just an incubator. When you break the egg in the incubator, it won't hatch. But when you speak, it means you've given it room to mature and to hatch. Amen. Do you know that they are monitoring spirits for whatever you say? That's why the Bible says, man shall be held accountable for every idle word. Jesus, oh Jesus. Jesus, you're playing. You've seen people who do such things.
Amen.
That is dangerous. Now look at this. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 20. It says, curse not the king, no, not in thy thought, and curse not. Who is this king? It's God. God knows your thoughts, isn't it?
Amen.
You've seen what it has said, huh? Don't curse him. There are some people, they think like that. He will not speak it.
Yeah.
You are thinking. Curse not the king. No, not in thy thought. And curse not the rich. Now, the rich, it says in thy bedchamber, meaning you are now speaking it. Right? For a bird of the air. What's this? A spirit. If you are speaking good words, the angelic bird is going to take your word to the Lord, your confession. If you are speaking negative, the bird of the air shall carry the voice, and that which hath wings shall tell the matter. I remember there was one incident which happened. I don't know if I narrated that to the pastor. That time I was staying in Kalingalinga. And I was working at this school. It was very difficult. There was work, but there was no money. So I was trying to find a job. So there was an opportunity. A very nice school. But I just don't know what was going on in my mind. I was invited for interviews. I was telling everyone. The guy I was staying with. Yeah, you know. Monday, made an interview. Oh, which school? That school. Okay. All right. The guy was happy for me, genuinely. For school, I was even telling, guys, in I think... I was telling people that. I went, did the interviews. I didn't get the job. And everything was in place. What happened? Do you know what happened? I was interviewed, given the starting salary. Sanzima here. So we have a house. What? You see? So you should be ready for your contract papers. They even escorted me back. It was this school here, Lusaka West School. That time it was ticking. Around 2008. I came for interviews. Then I was in my cell. Keep on speaking. So my friend, he was sure this man has clicked the job. He even started calling me, Mr. Lusaka West, how are you? How are things? Now look, everything was done.
That time I came from another school called Chalo Trust. At that time I was, that is the time I'd backslidden. The devil had buffeted me with bad dreams. Now look what happened. So this man drove me out. You know, because my friends, they already gave recommendation that he's a very hard worker. So even the interview was straight, because the head teacher, I used to work with him at Chalo.
Amen.
So when he was about to drop me off, do you know what happened? By the way, Wanzima, why muna toka kuja school? Why muna lek? Not oh, school ya chape chabeja. Vima loto si vire kafuma chani. I think one kadi ma satanist. Ha. So you know, I was making an impression. I'm sure the man went with it. This guy says satanist. What if I'm bolota putu kusasa kambabe? I'm sure that is what he thought.
Amen.
Me, I'm waiting. Monday comes, zero. Obvious, in the afternoon. My friend, was there was a guy called Oscar was staying with him. He was called, says, Sanzima, mkaripo. Mukuka. Mkaripo. Tuesday, 1 week. I called that man. Sir, I'm calling over that situation. How is the what? Yeah, Mr. Nzima, sorry. Things are not okay. We'll let you know. Yeah. The guy comes in the night. He thought when he comes home, he'll find a pact. Mr. Nzima, what happened? Kaya, why? Change it and say what? Amen. The bird of the air. Amen. Now, I learned it the hard way. So the second opportunity came. And I was frustrated because I think the pastor remembers I applied in the government. The government left me. I cried and complained. I complained to the whole world. The pastor was the only man who gave me a very strange answer. He said of him to sympathize with my problem, you know, for him also to feel sorry. He says, but you know, brother, I'm seeing a good opportunity. What good opportunity? I've been left out. You never know how God works. I wanted to complain. Imagine Abusa. Okay. But inside I was, how would you say that it's a good opportunity? I mean, and that was the time Brother Nice came. So I didn't have a job. So Brother Mansa goes for work. The pastor goes for work. Brother Surungwe goes for work. I was the only one who had the free time. So Brother, remain Brother Nice. The pastor said, Brother Nzima, we are at Brother Mansa's office. I would go with Brother Nice. By the time I spent with Brother Nice, the testimonies, those things, they started blessing me. They started strengthening me. They started telling me about testimonies, how God is, started encouraging me. What? And I remember that time when we even had, when he shared, that's when we had a baptismal service. A number of people got, I think that's when my wife got baptized, Sister Olipa got baptized. From there we went to Brother Mansa's home. He was staying in Matelo. We had a wonderful time. And you know, when you spend more time in the presence, you even forget about your troubles, what you think are your troubles. I forgot about them. I was just concentrating on prayers and chair. Around 19, a call came. A friend called me. Why? Just you need a job. You told me you were left out. What was that? I'm leaving that school. What? Ah. In my heart, not. I am bafuti. I'm a promise. Ah, why? You're busy. No. I've already talked to the boss. What? So he wants to see you on Monday. Ah, so I'll come. We'll see. So Monday, I decided to go there.
So man,
I looked at the school, very nice place. It's a white man. So I didn't know that guy had already told him. So he says even better than me in the work. So when he was interviewing me, he already knew something about me. So I talked to her. I just said, anyway, if they give me a job, it's okay. But I'm still busy with the Brother Nice, the believers. But I realized it was getting serious.
So,
are you able to come for an interview tomorrow? Oh, yes, yes, I can come. There where I was working, zero. No one knew anything. I was even scared to whisper. Prayed about it. Quiet. I went to photocopy. And said, I'm busy market. What they were asking me at that school. Zero. I didn't want to. Went there, did the interview. Says, okay, if your interview is successful, you hear from us. Then you kept on saying, but this looks like a good application. If the interview is, but this looks like a good application. My guy says, and see, Martin was muscle, was mind somewhere. Ah, Z. I didn't talk about it. Amen. Satan is Osaki Rapongene of zero. Confession is power. A day passed. I just had a call. Hello, is that Mr. Nzima? Voice said, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. You know, at Highland, we are very disciplined. Who puts this? You answered in your phone. So I went outside. I think you know the Kaskuka Highland. Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay. One. We want to tell you that we've given you a job. Are you able to report? When are you ready? I'm ready tomorrow, sir.
Okay. Don't call the care.
I went in class. You want to chongo imwe? Zee! Okay, tense apart. But inside.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When I go home. Amen. So. Now remember, I was staying with that guy. Oscar, I've learned the hard way. Oscar. That's when I'll tell him. I'm thinking, am I dreaming or what? When I stepped in, they even called me for, I was attending the staff meeting.
Okay.
The contract, yeah.
Mr.
Oscar. No, na pesa nchito. Ah, serious? Yes, here are the papers.
My papers here.
And that job, I never regretted. It was one of the best jobs I've ever had. But it can't beat the current job. Amen. I loved that school, and I thought I would never leave that school. Until when time was up, the Lord had to stay up the nest. Amen. So, what am I trying to tell you? Don't confess your successes, your plans, what you have. Don't keep speaking. That bird is going to hear and will use the words against you. Someone said, if there's a spirit of gossip in the church, when you are all quiet, isn't it? It will go. Someone said that the time of Ananias and Sapphira, why did Sapphira die? Remember, Sapphira was late for church. 3 hours. What kind of a couple was that? Even if your wife is going late. Now, when Sapphira came, someone would have said, hey, am I you? Zajitik? No one told Sapphira anything. That is why God was able to kill that spirit. Amen. Don't. Amen. Take it to the knees. Pray about it. Gossip is sweet, but very distracting spirit. It kills the love in the church. You can't love your brother. Amen. So that's why it says, what we say, there's good power. So Isaiah said, I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips. If you hear women gossiping, just move out, you don't. They are talking about people, they start the story, move out.
Amen.
All right, saints, the Lord bless you. Amen. I think we end here. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.